Day 295, the death of Judas Iscariot. Matthew 27, verse 3 through 10. Judas Iscariot, the man who betrayed Jesus, heard Jesus was to die. So he changed his mind about what he'd done. He brought the 30 pieces of silver back to the priest. "I've sinned," said Judas. "Jesus is an innocent man." The priest said, "Why should that matter to us? What you've done is your problem." Judas threw the coins in front of the priests in the temple. Then he ran away and hanged himself. The priest took the silver, but they said, "Moses' law says we can't put this in the offering. It is money that was used for death." They talked about this problem for a while. Then they decided to buy the potter's field with the money. It should be used to bury people who aren't Jews or weren't Jews. This is why the field has always been called the Field of Blood. Hundreds of years before this happened, the prophet Zechariah predicted it would. "They took the 30 pieces of silver," wrote Zechariah. "This is the price set for the servant of Zero. They gave them as a price for the potter's field. This is as the Lord commanded." Here's two questions for your children, parents. What did Judas tell the priest about Jesus? And why wouldn't the priest give Judas's money to the temple offering? Hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Have a blessed day. And parents, don't forget to pray with your children. Thank you.